Dear friends, I am Yeshua. I am here with you. I am your friend and brother. Time and distance do not matter. You can feel me right there in your heart. And I'm asking you today to open your heart. The heart is a very delicate energy center. And it takes courage to open your heart and to allow your soul's energy, your soul's brilliance, your soul's light and wisdom. It takes courage to allow it to flow into your heart and from the heart into your energy field, into your physical body. And I'm asking you to do this right now. Receive the light of your soul. Say yes to it and allow it to flow through the whole of your energy field. All of you have done this before and have in some way experienced a deep vulnerability when you received your soul's energy and expressed it to the world. So you have encountered resistance, people not understanding you, being punished for it, because when you speak from your soul or from the heart and act from it, then you are in a vibration or a frequency of love, of connection. But there are energies in the world who can only exist because they close down the energy of the heart, because they resist it. They actively resist it because their survival depends on resisting the heart energy. And you all know these energies from the inside. There are parts inside yourself that refuse heart-based energy because you feel you need to be in control of your life, of yourself, in control of other people's responses, of what they think of you. So the ego-based energies that resist the soul's light are not just out there in the world, they are inside of you. And in a deep way, the outside world only mirrors conflicts that are already inside you. So like this conflict between ego-based and heart-based energy, it's essentially not between you and the world. It takes place on the inner level. And so when I ask you to open up to your soul's energy, the vulnerability that you may feel is not about other people attacking you. It's about fearful parts of you that cling to old survival mechanisms that you once developed to survive, to get by, to emotionally survive. And so when I ask you to open up to your soul's wisdom and soul's light, It's clear then that it's very important to recognize your own ego-based survival mechanisms, because these mechanisms prevent you from fully embracing your true wisdom, your true power and your light. And in order to identify what is your most basic survival mechanism, and by survival mechanism I mean it's a mechanism that prevents you from feeling emotional pain. Something closes down because you don't want to feel this sharp emotional pain. And there are different kinds of survival mechanisms, and each soul and each human being is unique. So I'm asking you now to check for yourself, to look inside and imagine there's this inner child inside you. And he or she is full of emotions. The child is not yet filtering the emotions. It senses, it feels everything. And so what happens when this child feels pain, emotional pain, feels shut out or rejected or ridiculed or neglected, that no one really hears or sees or listens to it. So imagine, see this child and see how he or she deals with emotional pain. What's the first response? And I will just give some examples of responses. The child could close down and withdraw completely. It's a form of dissociation, like you disappear and you go inside your inner world and you don't communicate, don't really communicate with others anymore. So parts get shut down. And another mechanism is that you get angry and you accuse others. So you become aggressive and you distrust other people and you want to stay in control. Yet another mechanism is to become very soft and gentle and understanding and full of empathy. But underlying this gentleness, this apparent gentleness, is a fear of conflict, is a fear of showing your face, showing what you really feel. And so often when you are in this mechanism of giving too much, your energy could be abused by other people. Like you're almost inviting them to abuse your energy. These are some examples, and I'm asking you again to look at your inner child, who first registers the emotional pain very clearly and then looks for a way to deal with it, because it's not able yet to really face the pain. It's a child. So what is your primary defense mechanism, survival mechanism? And the soul incarnates many times on Earth. For the soul, one lifetime is just one chapter in a very big story, long journey. So often these survival mechanisms repeat themselves over and over in several lifetimes. And therefore, it's crucial to identify in what way you hang on to this mechanism, because when you know it, then you can consciously work with it and open up to the heart energy that is waiting to blossom, to in this life, your soul really wants to touch the earth. It's a life of integration, a life of bringing together all these past lives, especially all the energies in these past lives, which still are looking to be resolved. And in that sense, this life has a great potential, because your level of consciousness is now so is high enough to achieve, to break through this barrier and to integrate the lost fragments of your soul. I'm asking you to hold the hands of your inner child and to welcome it, to not judge it for persistent mechanisms that it may be so used to or even addicted to. To hold their hands and tell her or him, I love you and you are a part of me. I will never leave you alone. And you are mine. You are my child. And I keep you in my heart. Thank you for listening and being here. And I will be, it's a joy for me to be with you. And I will be happy to address your questions.